You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
If you go to sharenet.co.za, on the front page, you'll find a section called Latest Views Articles, and the one that really caught my eye today has the following headline: Global Economy Slowing at Fastest Pace in a Decade. From ShareNet in Cape Town is Dwayne van Vuren to describe this quite disturbing piece, I think, Dwayne. I think it is disturbing, given the fact that we just had a 3.1% GDP print from the United States of America, which suggests otherwise. On what do you base this headline?
So, Lindsay, this is, look, the US has obviously grown 3.1%, but that is way above average if one looks at the rest of the world. There are a large swathe of countries that have GDP prints well below average, including South Africa, which is the fourth worst performing GDP growing economy for the entire 2018. So the important thing to bear in mind is GDP is a very rearward-looking lagging indicator. So this is until first Q 2018, where we have all the data, which is obviously almost 3 months ago. And even the data in GDP is quite rearward-looking. So the GDP figures don't actually show how bad things are because they are so lagging. If you look at the article we posted on Recession Alert, we're actually looking at, in addition to GDP, we're looking at the economic activity indices, which is made up of trade volume, imports, exports, and industrial production. And that is falling off quite a bit. And in fact, it's fallen off the most in the last decade. And then, of course, we look at all the leading economic data for all the 41 countries covered by the OECD. And that is also fallen at the fastest pace in the last decade. And that is obviously looking at future conditions in the next 3 to 6 months.
Yes.
So our expectation is that a lot of coincident indicators, industrial production, trade volumes, are falling off at a much higher pace than ever in the last decade. And arguably a lot of that could be because of the trade wars between the US and China. But also the leading indicators are falling off quite a bit. So our expectation is that things will probably get a bit worse before they're going to be getting any better in the near term.
Yes, and South Africa is sharply in focus because of everything that we don't need to talk about right now, but we know what they are. The interesting thing is that on the asset class on sharenet.co.za and also strictlybusinesspodcast.com, yesterday I spoke to a chap called Ian Cruikshanks from the South African Institute for Race Relations. He's a chief economist at their Center for Risk Analysis, and he talked to me about the leading economic indicator in South Africa, and he said he's been tracking this for 10 years now, and it's never been wrong, and it's indicating that things are going to get worse in South Africa, and this sort of backs up what you've just been saying.
Yeah, so obviously haven't been tracking the South African LEI as long as Mr. Cruikshanks, but I absolutely confer that it is definitely fallen off the worst that it has in the last 5 or 6 years. It's definitely not pointing to an improvement in South African conditions, which is quite scary because, you know, in SA you sort of think things can't get any worse, but it looks like they might just.
Yeah, indeed. Let's not get too gloomy about it, because this is often the sort of interview that signals the end and everything starts to get better. But we,
absolutely.
Yeah, we could be contrary indicators here, Dwayne, or you could. Don't blame me. I'm just the messenger. But we have obviously got Friday to look forward to, which is the Moody's decision. And I think we just have to be a little bit careful until perhaps after the election, because if I was a foreign investor, I wouldn't want to be saying, right, okay, let's just assume that everything's going to be fine with politics and with rating agencies and get stuck into the JSE, because it seems precisely the contrary view is being taken by many people.
Yeah, so Lindsay, we did an interesting thing in our latest article on views. We've actually put up there what's called the ANC Government Performance Indicator.
Yeah.
And we're looking at stuff we're sort of tracking that, or six major things we think that can be used. Obviously, they're not all-encompassing, but I think it's a broad enough swathe to serve as being useful. All the things that we should be looking at that should be improving if people start thinking that the government's doing or moving in the right direction. And certainly we may see this thing pop after the elections. You know, we're looking at things like net foreign purchases of SA stocks and bonds, percentage of JSE shares increasing earnings per share, percentage of JSE shares increasing dividends, the JSE advance decline line, the APSA PMI, the SARB repo rate. all these things are reflective of sentiment and economic conditions, etc., that the ANC ought to be managing going up. But the problem is this indicator since 2013 has been on a solid slide downwards. Everything, absolutely everything, is tanking. Foreign investors are pulling their money out. The percentage of shares increasing earnings is declining at a rapid rate. The percentage of shares increasing dividends has collapsed. The advanced decline line has collapsed. There's literally a handful of shares holding up the JSE at the moment. The APSA PMI is on a one-way ticket down. It really looks horrible. But one often wonders, it can only get better from here. You know, I'm sort of hoping that after elections, a lot of these indicators are going to start turning up, which, you know, although this indicator we put up is called the ANZ Government Performance Indicator, it's also a good leading indicator for the JSC. Me personally, I'm all out in cash until this puppy turns up. But it's been a long wait for me. I've been all out in cash for a long time. It gets rather frustrating.
I like cash. I like having cash in my pocket. I like having cash readily available just in case something happens. Your summary says right now the ANC government economic performance indicator is one-way traffic, as you've just said, in the wrong direction. You reiterate that. It's really looking bad. Until this indicator moves up or arrests its decline, you can consider the government to be ineffective at improving our economy. I think what people love about ShareNet is that it marries the economy and the economic conditions with the JSE Securities Exchange performance, particularly from a domestic stock perspective. Are you seeing any signs of domestic stocks saying that we could be at the bottom of the South African economic cycle? Any sign at all? Give us some hope, please, Duane.
Lindsay, look, there is nothing. There are a few counters that are running, which are large caps. A few counters that are running that may be small caps, but there's not a broad swathe of improvement on the JSC. A lot of it's been thrown around by NASPAS movements at the moment. One share, 20% of the index. You know, that's why I prefer to look at breadth. I'm not seeing breadth improving. So there may be one or two gems in the JSC, or even a handful. It's five or six or maybe even 10 shares moving up against the backdrop of 400 on the counter. It's really tough. So I think we're at a good place to form a bottom. As I said, I don't think things can really get much worse than they are. And if you do look at our performance indicator, there is some attempt at improvement with the percentage of shares increasing earnings per share and percentage of shares increasing dividends. We'll get a reading on the APSA PMI towards the end of this week. I'm really hoping that makes a turnaround. Of course, there's also rumors in the market of an interest rate drop. You know, that could pop the market. So as is with these things, all you need is a change in one or two of these things to arrest the decline. But right now, it's just I'm only seeing the down direction.
Thank you. I'm going to go off now and bathe my temples in eau de cologne and put a couple of slices of cucumber over my eyes and try and have a sleep after that very disturbing chat. But thanks for your realism and your insight. That's Duane van Vuren from ShareNet. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with ShareNet.co.za.